My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It is not the worst day on the web. It's our best day on the internet right now. Because we need an open for this one. Everybody on YouTube and Twitch can see Jerry Allen joining us in the booth. Story time with Uncle Jerry.
Story time with, well, at least you didn't say Grandpa Jerry. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
You're your uncle.
Okay. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
How are you?
You know, I'm okay. We're trying to get a camp spot at the coast this weekend, and everything's full. I don't know what to do.
I have a feeling I know where you're going to be camping out. And I think there's a cot down there right in front of us in this press box. Kind of a big game coming up. This weekend.
Yeah, I've been asked somebody, is this the biggest game, you know, since you've been in Oregon? And it, for different reasons. I mean, we didn't know how big the Washington game was going to be in 95, the Kenny Wheaton pick. We didn't know, was it 94, the 95 Rose Bowl. There have been games throughout my career when they were big. At the time, they were the biggest.
Yeah.
Okay, right now, this is by far the biggest.
I think, like, heading the evolution of the Oregon program, it was big when Oklahoma came here.
Oh, certainly.
It was big when Michigan came here. But now, like, the evolution of the program, it's evolved to the point where it's a big game, not because of the opponent that's coming in, but the magnitude nationally on the scale of what the game means for playoffs and at the top of the top 25 rankings.
Yeah, the two highest-ranked teams ever to meet here at Autzen Stadium speaks for itself. Two of the best teams, top three teams in the nation right now, and that's pretty special. You gotta you know, relax a little bit and take it in and enjoy it. We'll talk with Coach tonight on the show, and I may ask him, "You gonna enjoy this weekend?" I won't ask him that.
I don't think he's. I think he's enjoying the preparation.
Yeah, I think he enjoys the moment.
Yeah.
You know, you have to at some point in your career when you have a team like this, you got to appreciate where you are, how you've gotten here, and take a little bit of it in. He'll enjoy it a lot more after the game.
Yep.
Jerry, we had Danny Cannell on earlier, and he mentioned that he had talked to Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel, and both stated that this Ohio State team is on paper the best roster that program has ever had. When you look at this Oregon team, do you look at this and on paper go, this is the best roster Oregon has had, and that's kind of the matchup that we're looking at?
You know, I've always not disagreed, but always questioned when coaches, older coaches, even prognosticators and media people in the current time will say, this is the best ever. This is the best compared to this. I don't think you can compare that. I'm not sure that Oregon had the best talent on the field in 2021 when they went back and beat Ohio State in the Shoe. I think Ohio State had bigger talent. Obviously, their wide receivers were all-time, the quarterback. They had great talent. I think Oregon's talent is equal to what it has been in other years, different situations. I mean, you know, you get to two national championship football games, you got to have pretty good talent. And so I think Oregon had really good talent. I don't know if this is the best Ohio State. You know, I think it's they're so up here on a level all the time that they may dip up and have a few more guys on the line, or maybe the running backs. This year, the wide receivers are good, but not what they were in 21. Quarterbacks. So it's hard to equate from this year to last year to 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
I think when I look at this Oregon team, the biggest difference this year as opposed to years past with Oregon in games of this magnitude is, I remember the first Rose Bowl with Chip when they played Ohio State, and he was saying things like, I wish I had guys like these. You know, the big maulers in the trenches. That's got to be the biggest change that we've seen kind of with Oregon's program is It used to be built on the skill positions. It used to be built with guys that were gritty or developmental that would go on to have long NFL careers, like a Max Unger up front. But now it is changed to where they do have that size up front.
Yeah, I think if anything, Oregon has probably elevated themselves to a level of Ohio State and what they've been.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Cristobal didn't start that, but he certainly beefed up the size and the strength of the offensive lines and defensive lines. And then, of course, Coach Dan Lanning and his staff have just added to that and expanded on it. So they're getting guys up front who are 4- and 5-star guys, where they used to get a few of those on the outside on the as far as receivers and quarterbacks.
This game feels like it's either going to come down to one team firmly grasping the other and taking control right out of the gate, or it's going to be one of those games like we've seen against Washington the last couple years where it's a big play here or a big play there, and that's going to be the fundamental deciding factor. When you look at these two teams, you've had these opportunities over the last couple weeks to see guys kind of step to the forefront for Oregon, particularly last week, Jordan James getting the running game going. When you look at this, who is the playmaker that you're looking at that has the biggest chance or the biggest opportunity to kind of break this game open?
Well, it may be odd to say this, but I think it's Dylan Gabriel, because Ohio State's defense is as good as Oregon has seen all year. So Oregon's offensive line is going to have their work cut out for them. But Dylan Gabriel's going to have to be ready and aware to get rid of that ball in a hurry or do some scrambling, because they're going to be in on him. 17 sacks this season. Oregon's had 16 sacks as a defense. But I think Dylan Gabriel's really got to be aware of where that check down guy is, the decision-making process that he makes with guys in his face, because Ohio State's going to bring it.
Jerry Allen is with us as we are down at Autzen Stadium. Yeah, I don't care if you can or not. You're going to stick around for another segment.
Sure. Man. you keep paying me?
Yeah, with food. I want to get some of your thoughts on the magnitude, the environment of what Autzen Stadium will be on Saturday, what Eugene is, because you were here for the first College Game Day visit. This is now the 31st visit from College Game Day.
It's amazing.
And it
good God, really?
Yeah, that's
wow.
What the game. Yeah, what the game notes said.
I think we've had like 12 of them here, and we've been involved in 31 of them combined, all the other schools.
But it means a whole lot when game day is here,
yeah,
and you're in that prime time window. And we'll go story time with Uncle Jerry, who's here, about what those games have been like before, what you've seen before in Autzen, and the environment and kind of how everybody feeds off it. Danny and Dusty, Jerry Allen sticks with us next on 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Well, when I hear this song, I think of, you know, somebody regal or the British Bulldog on this Wrestling Wednesday. We do have somebody regal with us. Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks.
Prince Jerry.
Well, I think Lord Jerry, maybe.
Lord Jerry.
Oh, Lord Jerry, there we go. Lord
good.
Jerry you Allen. You are my subject. Yeah, I get you.
This game has got all the makings of a big-time feeling, right? It's not just number 2 versus number 3. It's a Big Ten game against Ohio State, which still feels new, but getting more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But College Game Day, the NBC Big Ten Saturday night broadcast, it has that gravity around it where it brings out the best of the Autzen faithful. When you have gone through these big games in the past, when do you really start feeling the energy from the crowd and in the community being down here?
You know, it's normally Wednesday, Thursday of a week. You know, people talk about it a little bit on Monday and Tuesday, and they're starting to get juiced up a little bit. I'll be honest with you, Monday, even Sunday, I started hearing from people, getting excited about them. We heard game day is going to be here. The level raised up a little bit more. I don't normally get too anxious, nervous until we get to Friday. I felt this angst starting on Monday. I'm just anxious for this game. I'm not worried about this game. What I don't want to happen, it'll happen to one of these teams, and that's what the media will do to the team that loses afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you just, because two great teams, both can't win, somebody's going to lose, and I just hope that the football world, the media will say, oh, we're at two great teams, somebody had to lose, still two great teams, and not jump on the bandwagon of one and let the other one fall.
Jerry, I think it's only happened one time in college football, and that was USC Texas. I don't think it's I think everybody's going to sit there and they're going to say their thing and have their beef one way or the other. I think USC Texas in the title game is the only one everybody walked away and went, that was great. There were no losers, even though it was a loser.
I agree. I said the same thing, yeah. And this one's going to be like that, too.
I think so.
Yeah, Oregon's number three and Ohio State's number two for a reason. They didn't just put either one of the teams up there to make this a great game. They've earned that respect. They've earned the opportunity to be on this setting.
What does it mean, though, when you do have a team and a fan base like Ohio State coming into Autzen, and you're going to have a record crowd, and even if the crowd isn't as Oregon dominant as it normally is, because Ohio State, like Michigan, probably the two best traveling fan bases in the country because of just how many of them there are.
Sure.
But the noise is going to be a factor one way or the other. Just kind of the atmosphere, the environment, everything is going to come with this. Can you think of any time where there was so much pomp and circumstance, whether it was a hatred in a Civil War game, a game against the Huskies? Has there ever been a time where you felt like, oh, this is going to be, like, it's going to set a new tone of insane at Autzen?
Well, I think there are probably a number of what we used to call the Civil War games that had that, particularly when a bowl game or the conference championship was riding on it, then it carried a little extra. I think when Oklahoma came in here, was Adrian Peterson? I mean, yeah, you knew that was a great football team, and to be able to, you know, play on that level with them, and not only play on that level, but win that game, the fans were juiced. I can remember beating UCLA, I think it was in 1989 here. Bill Musgrave hit Vince Ferry for a touchdown in the right corner of the end zone, on the west end zone. It was such a huge emotional game that they tore the goalpost down, and they carried them out of the stadium and took them over to campus and dumped them in the Millrace. So, yeah, we've had those games and those moments. But as you go through your career and as the seasons go on, new ones will pile on top of those. And right now, this is the biggest that I've probably been involved in.
How about that, Jerry, with a little bit of a history lesson there? Vanderbilt went and dumped their goalposts in the Cumberland River.
I thought about that.
That's about Oregon 35 years ahead of Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
Dumping the goalposts in the Millrace. I mean,
it's a shorter trip, too.
Yeah, well, did they know they didn't have to go even that far? They could have gone to the Willamette, right there.
Funny story. Walt Barger, a tremendous Oregon booster and donor for years, and is no longer with us, I believe. And he had a rental car parked out in the parking lot. I was in the game. When the students took the goalpost out and through the parking lot, they put one of the uprights through his front window.
Oh, no.
And he was so proud of that.
Driving to the rental car place with a big old hole right through the windshield.
You're not going to believe what happened.
Yeah.
Like the explanation to the rental car company was like,
exactly.
Uh-huh. Because this is before cell phones. Is he taking Polaroids of the goalposts the parking lot?
Yeah. What a moment. Moment.
Yeah, we could have done something similar back in the old Willamette days with Chuck Pinkerton trying to dump the uprights in the old mill run that runs through Willamette, except that little creek is only basically wide enough to jump over.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to put the goalposts in there, Rust. What games have stuck out to you? I mean, we have I was going back and I was looking at the magnitude of this. This is 2-3. This is the first top five matchup we've had in Autzen Stadium. We had 2007 was pretty close, where you had Cal in Oregon, and that was 5-7 or 9, I believe.
Yeah, top 10 teams.
2009 or 10, maybe both, you had Stanford coming in. These games in Autzen, which ones kind of stick out to you as the ones that have the gravity of anywhere close to this one.
Well, the Stanford game, certainly, because Stanford stole so many great moments from us. I mean, there were some games that we played against Stanford. I think you mentioned that one. I want to go back even further. Oregon played Illinois here, would have been back in the early 90s on a night game, and beat Illinois, and Jaya Figueres sacked quarterback in the end zone, recovered a fumble for the touchdown, and beat Illinois. And back then, that was like, holy cow, we've arrived. You know, and we were still arriving. We didn't know yet, but we thought he arrived. And in this might have been 89, maybe 90, Ty Detmer and BYU came in here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it was a day game. They were ranked, I believe, number two in the nation. They might have been number one, but I believe number two. And Bill Musgrave in Oregon, you know, not in the top 25, and it shocked him. I think it was Romeo Bandison that belly bumped him in the end zone for the safety. It was just one of the highlights. And back then, I mean, those were the greatest moments we had when you have a top-ranked team coming in and you beat them or you play with them here. So those are some of the games I remember.
Yeah. The Halloween USC game, too.
Oh, I had to bring that one up, huh?
That was a great game. Was it Martin Maldonado, right?
ESPN game. Game day was here. Yeah, they were out in the parking lot, which is now part of the HDC. And that was the penalty and the extra point that at the end of the game. Gosh, I can't remember that they took the extra point away because the kid took his helmet off. Was that the game? That was the game.
I think so. Down on the far end zone there.
Yeah, they went to overtime, but Oregon won that game. Yeah. Wow. There's too many. I mean, it's people say, can you rank them? No. No, because right. At the time, they were the greatest game that you ever been a part of.
All right, well, how about this one? You do the broadcast for people that don't know. The windows are open for Jerry and Jorgie. And Jorgie wears shorts, by the way.
Oh, right.
It doesn't matter how cold it is.
Shout out my shorts wearing king.
Yeah.
Not pretty.
He's got a lot of Eastern Oregon. It's bitterly cold out there. It's always shorts weather. But you have the windows open.
Yeah.
What is the loudest you have ever heard Autzen Stadium?
Wow. Again, you know, try to put that. I'm going to say the loudest I've heard Autzen Stadium. Because the memory of the moment was the Kenny Wheaton pick.
Yeah.
It's been probably that loud or close to the loud, maybe even louder. But the moment makes you think of that time. And I lost control, was screaming and yelling. It was louder because Jorgie and I were fans. We were part of the fan base then. We were not broadcasters. but there have been so many moments to try to single one out. I think when the fans do their job and this place is full – and they get a fever pitch. They're all up there. When we started doing Shout, that's added to it every week,
every single week. Man, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so fun to talk about it. But then I start thinking about and remembering, like I said, when number one, number two, what's the best? What's this? For me, they just all are a part of great memories.
Yeah,
I can't separate them.
Well, I need you to. I need you to start ranking them.
Well, I just happen to have a list here that I put together.
I need your definitive list. Well, you can make a book about that, you know? I mean,
yes, save for
my reading level, pictures please be included. Mm-hmm. But you could make a book about that.
Pop outs.
Yeah. Now we're really getting to my reading level.
Oh my gosh!
But that would be fascinating because there have been so many great memories and kind of the ascension of the Oregon football program. Where as we started this thing out, it isn't just a big name coming into Autzen Stadium; it's a big game coming to Autzen Stadium with one of those names, and it's been quite the transition of the program. And it's going to be a little weird having Chip Kelly calling plays on the other side. In one of these games, too. It kind of full circle with that first Rose Bowl going up against Ohio State and now him calling plays for Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, and previously a part of the Pac-12 and played against them then. There's a lot of little side stories to this game. That's one of the big ones. And we haven't seen everything that Ohio State's, you know, going to do, can do. We haven't seen everything that Oregon can do or will do. So it's going to be a chess match, two great teams. A lot of great athletes, two great coaching staffs, but Oregon has an advantage, and that's, you've heard it called the 12th man in the past. When this place gets cranked up, there's nowhere louder. I know they can say the swamp or they can say the horseshoe, but it's We had a Husky talking about Autzen Stadium this week on Sirius XM. Brock Heward.
Yeah.
And he spent a good couple, 3 minutes extolling the virtues of Autzen, the crowd, the memories, the history, the I'm coming home, the shout, everything about it. He told somebody, you know, you got to put that in your bucket list. It's one of the best places to see a college football game in America. And that's a Husky saying that at a big Austin Stadium. I was impressed.
Jerry, as somebody who's not a dyed-in-the-wool duck, I was there for USC Oregon last year, and I've been to a couple other games at Autzen. It is a truly unique environment. It is absolutely incredible. You know, early in that game, the roars that I was two rows up off the field, and it was deafening. It was like an aircraft taking off. It was. It truly is. And that anybody who knows me knows that I don't like the Ducks, so it's not easy for me to say this. It is one of the most impressive environments in all of college football, hands down.
Thank you. It's earned respect. And how it gets so loud in here, sound engineers maybe could figure it out, but it's amazing that 60,000 people can be as loud to me as 100,000 people. It's just remarkable.
I mean, and it starts with the Harley, and it goes all the way through. Yeah. I mean, and they kind of feed off of that. I was talking with Kenny Farr, the equipment manager, today, and we were talking about those games when you get down on the field. There's loud where you can kind of noise is bouncing around everywhere, but when it gets to that fever pitch, your teeth start to rattle.
You feel it.
You feel it, and you just get goosebumps all over. It is so loud, and it honestly is. Your teeth just start shaking. I hope we get a lot of that. Like Coach Lanning said after the game on Friday night, he said, "Come, be loud.
Yeah.
Stay for 4 hours. Yell the whole time."
Pre-snap penalties could be really big in this. If Ohio State has any issue at all with the noise level in the Autzen crowd, they can make a difference.
Yep. All right, Jerry, thanks for the time, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. Let's do it again soon. I'm down here every Wednesday. Well, next week I'll be here Tuesday. So
if I come up Wednesday, I won't find you?
Yeah, I won't be here. I won't be here, but I'll be here Tuesday.
Okay, I'll see you Tuesday.
All right. All right. I'll see you Saturday, too. Hey. Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.